I'm at a distance. Sirens scream, but I don't listen. There's a million distractions I can't escape. Like I'm sleepwalking now, but I'm wide awake. And the picture I painted, I wanna change right now. Bring me in to the conversation. Could see them shaking. I'm staring at you, hanging on every word you're saying. Won't you bring me in to the conversation? One by one, we're separated. What I thought was love just looked like hatred. I've been losing myself trying to prove you wrong. And right now all I know is I can't go on. So I'm stepping across all the lines I've drawn. Right now, right now. So bring me in to the conversation. Staring at you, hanging on every word you're saying. Won't you bring me in to the conversation?
Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCann. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners tuning in from Baltimore and Capitol Heights and Prince Frederick, Maryland, our nation's capital, Allentown, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, State College, PA, Delray Beach, Gainesville, Hollywood Beach, St. Pete, Lakeland, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Fort Pierce, Melbourne, Miami, Naples, Ocala, Ocala, Orlando, Pompano, Pompano Beach, Sarasota, Tallahassee, West Palm Beach, Florida, Houston, Baymont, Dallas, El Paso, Fort Worth, Houston, Huntsville, Irving, Killeen, Lubbock, Midland, Odessa, McAllen, Plano, Port Arthur, San Antonio, Sugar Land, Temple, Wichita Falls, Texas, Reno and Las Vegas, Nevada, Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Charlottesville, Kansas, Lynchburg, Portsmouth, Roanoke, Reston, Richmond, Sterling, Suffolk, Virginia. Over in Australia, Pakistan, Brazil, Japan, Canada, Spain, France, the UK, Romania, Ladies are tuning in from the ages of 27 to 44. Thank you for joining us. The question is, why are you confusing the youth, Y-O-U-T-H, you know, the young adult, the future of tomorrow, of your tomorrow, irrespective of where you are? But why are you doing it? I'd like to recommend if you get a chance, Michael W. Smith to the song. It's about a conversation. And then stay tuned in the end with Kurt Franklin, My World Needs You. You know it's true. But back to the young people. You know, maybe that's you. You got to wonder now, you know, of all that's going on, all this information, whatever the case may be, why young adults and others are confused about race, stealing, about education, about jobs, about immigration, about crime, about relationships, about who they are, of who they want to be, need to be. A lot of confusion. You say, Gary, what do you mean they're confused? Think about it. They were in the home of love. If the home was of love, parents, a parent, a mentor, whoever raised them, every family may not have two people in the relationship. Child, the children are growing up. But that parent or parents shared with them where they came from. Hopefully you did. What the lineages are, hopefully you did. If you even know. But at least you told them about the effect of going out, doing wrong, lying, cheating, hurting, stealing, unless you did the opposite. And you told them in society, especially the United States, the importance of education and what the educational background can do for you through certain doors of opportunities, without you having to know somebody. Tell them about the various jobs that they could take to be their best in life, including going up to space, to all the galaxies that's out there, or even down here on Earth. You tell them about if you go to this country, our country, that there's a proper way to legally do this, do that, so you don't find yourself with a criminal record, incarcerated. Tell them about what can happen as a result of committing diverse types of crime, whether premeditated or from the emotional standpoint. Now look at what's really going on. So that which one has been taught, they're going out into this real world, and the individuals who taught them, taught the parents, taught the grandparents, taught the great-grandparents, taught all the relatives, you name them, the individuals in positions of authority, they've gotten theirs, whoever they are. Did you hear me say anything about a certain skin tone? You know you didn't. So why did you bring it up? Did you hear me say anything about a certain economic class? Did you hear me say anything about a certain zip code? So you told the people you need a high school diploma, a GED, an associate, a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD, and on and on and on. Then all of a sudden you told them, you don't need none of that. Oh, you can get it online. You don't have to go to a certain college. But you don't need it now. You told the people, you must do this. But now you're saying, no, don't pay attention to no laws. They don't apply to them. They only apply to you. Whoever them or you are. And so you ran out as a young person and you're committing these crimes and you're expected in your mind where the battle takes place to be let go because individuals with titles and temporary power have said it's okay, let you go. Well, they've told the decision makers, turn your eyes. But now they're saying, don't turn your eyes. Don't let them go. The same ones that said, let you go. But why did they do it in the first place? What was the motive? And you wonder why young adults and others are confused about race. You said in a relationship, accept me the way I am, warts and all. Now all of a sudden, you're saying it makes a difference. You know, a recent article highlighted by a professor known as Turley, he highlighted what the Washington Post wrote, Maura Jenkins, is under fire for this week for a column in which she mocked shoplifting stores as the moral panic of a nation built on stolen land. It is for those who excuse rioting in past summers, reminiscent of those who excuse rioting in past summers as an expression of power, and demanded that the media refer to looters as protesters. Now the Washington Post is suggesting that it may be just desserts for a nation of colonizers and enslavers. I get that. What I don't get as a young person, when you use the term looters, it reminded me of a judge that had two individuals before him, irrespective of their skin tone, irrespective of their classism, irrespective of their education. One person stole $130,000. Another person stole $30. The judge called them a thief. The person who stole $130,000 said, Your Honor, I'm not a thief. I'm an embezzler. The judge looked at him and said, could have been a her, but it happened to have been a he. You are a thief. The Washington Post reporter, mocked shoplifting stories as a panic of a sticky-fingered nation built on stolen land. Let's say that was true. What does that have to do with the confusion? Talk to young adults and adults, the Native American, the Black American, Italians, Jewish Americans, Latinos, Europeans, Indians, and every person coming to America for whatever reason, be it legally or illegally, think about it. Come on now, politicians. Come on now, educators. Come on now, wealthy. Come on now, watchmen. Come on now, everybody. Think about it. The article cited Everything Else That Remains in the Store in Northwest D.C., which is not much, is under plexiglass. Dawn dish soap, Oreo shampoo, Miralax, a handful of Clarion root, touch of hair dye kits, flu season, combo packs of They quill and NyQuil. The diapers are behind the counter. Face washers are under lock. Key other shelves stretching entire aisles are totally empty. So ponder that for a moment. Ponder what the law-abiding parent or the mentor or the teacher or the employer or the judge taught their child or student or that person standing before them about being a productive and honest person in society unless they taught them otherwise. Think about that. So somehow or another, somebody, I'm not picking on the report, I'm just laying it all out, have now said, what? What are you trying to say to all of us? Because just not the young people are confused. Arrest of a 12-year-old on manslaughter charges. It's a second in a month charging the death of another child. Teen murder suspect escaped jail for the second time. 17-year-old caught after prison break, and they do it again. The 10-year-old skipped school to rob a luxury store. Brothers 11 and 14 accused of stealing 22 guns. They were arrested after a Florida burglary. A 14-year-old, police say the suspect's intention was to rape and kill the victim from the get-go. Look around your country. For your country, for your country. But look around the United States. Look at the cities. Look at the states. What's going on? How did it get that way? Who's whispering in the people's ears so that they can put them in a position of authority to allow what to occur in the community? Speaking of crime, upcoming this Saturday, I'm going to discuss the latest on the young people and dating violence. You know, we're living at a time when men and women, women and men are calling right and wrong. You know, that which you know to be wrong, you're calling right. It's at a time when evil is called good and good is called evil, you know. Jesus Christ spoke of those times, just like these, over in Matthew chapter 24. Better yet, for followers of Jesus Christ, what spiritual enemy is behind this? And using two-legged people to carry it out. You know, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says, for God, the God of the scriptures, that is, because you got to remember now, I don't know what God you may be talking about. You may be talking about the God of love and money, the God of materialism, the God of titles, the God of education, the God of, you name it, the zip code. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Confusion. You know, there was an Oregon patient, 65. We're talking about, think about that young adult that once was a baby like you, like me. And you relied on that person, whether it's a parent of parents, the educator, the pastor, the pew member, you know, the judge, the politician, the sociologist, the medical doctor, you know, you name it. You name the title that you're carrying temporarily. And the reason why you hear me say temporarily, because you're not going to have it forever. You may leave Earth the next second. But this Oregon patient, 65, died after the nurse replaced his fentanyl IV drip with tap water. And as a result, his family has now launched $11.5 million wrongful death lawsuit. Think about that. That older adult has placed their trust in that medical professional to do the right thing by him. His life depended on it. His future depended on it. Now he's dead. Well, how about that young person? Oprah leaves Weight Watchers, sinks stock price after admitting truth about weight loss drugs. TV producer and former Day Talk show host, powerhouse Oprah Winfrey, has left the board of weight loss company Weight Watchers after revealing that she uses drugs as a maintenance plan to maintain her weight. Winfrey admitted last year that she began using pharmaceutical drugs and not just dieting programs to maintain her weight loss and to avoid going up and down in weight, going up and down in weight. CNBC. Winfrey says she initially had shame about it, but is now accepting the drug use and openly admitting it. I now use it as I feel I need it as a tool to manage, not grow young, she told People magazine. President Joe Biden got $40,000 from China funds. Brother James admits in bombshell impeachment interview. Senator Bob Menendez, Jose Europe, pleads guilty in bribery case, says he'll cooperate. Look at all these individuals around the globe, where you live at, and you, and you, and you. Irrespective of who comes to your heart and mind, including that person in your life, and you too. Feet of clay, frailty. So then, look, they fall down, you learn the truth about it. Did you hear that the CDC panel is investigating whether RSV vaccine made by Pfizer is causing rare paralysis condition, Guillain-Barré syndrome? Did you hear that the CDC has dropped the 5-day COVID isolation guideline after nearly 4 years, ruling that Americans with mild symptoms can return to work or school even with a positive test, and that Americans who test positive for COVID-19 is no longer needed to stay in isolation for 5 days, the health officials announced. Did you hear about it? Did you hear that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevent changing its longstanding guidance saying that people can return to work or regular activities if their symptoms are mild and improving? Mild symptoms of COVID include a cough, fatigue, some throat and congestion, or runny nose. Additionally, those with COVID can return to normal if they have not had a fever for at least 1 day. The new guidance will also apply to influenza and respiratory virus, which have surged across the country this winter. The CDC director, Dr. Mandy Cohen, said, "Our goal here is to continue to protect those at risk with severe illness while also reassuring folks that these recommendations are simple, clear, easy to understand, and can be followed." Are you staying up on all the news that can affect you, your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, whoever comes to your heart and mind? Did you hear about the mother of children that's poisoned by lead? And applesauce pouches reveal the youngsters are suffering with speech delays, mood swings, and dark rings around the eyes. The parents of children poisoned by toxic lead and baby fruit pouches are experiencing these and other behavioral issues. Alisa McNewsium, a 29-year-old from Minnesota, took her then 11-month-old daughter, Stevie, for a routine blood test last fall and was in disbelief and shock when her child's lead levels were more than 16 times above the safe limit. "I literally didn't think there was any possible way lead could have gotten into her system," she said. Stevie is one of more than 400 youngsters in 44 states who have become sick after consuming cinnamon applesauce pouches that were contaminated with extremely high levels of lead. Lead exposure has been shown to seriously harm children's health. slowing growth and development and causing damage to the brain and nervous system. Have you heard about it? Are you looking at the pouches that you may have to ensure the ones listed for a recall? Did you hear how that obesity is now a greater risk to global health than hunger for the first time? With 1 billion globally? Did you hear that obesity has for the first time been declared a bigger health threat than hunger? Roughly 158 million children and adolescents and 879 million adults have a weight that is so high relative to their height that it classifies them as obese, equivalency of around 1 in 8 people. And meanwhile, rates of underweight drop among children and adolescents and more than half among adults globally. And while America is often thought of as the most obese country in the world, its 139 million obese population pales in comparison to China's 200 million or India's 350 million. And even when it's broken down in terms of proportion of the population, the United States ranks 10th highest for men and 36th highest for women. And out of 190 countries, according to the new study published in The Lancet, have you heard about that? We're talking about health issues for the individual, for whatever reason, how they arrive at that weight for their lives, their precious life. Did you hear about in America how that the alcohol epidemic, you got 500 dying per day from booze and latest figures, more than COVID now? Did you hear about that? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention report found that from the start of 2020 through 2021, 178,000 Americans died from conditions caused by alcohol, the highest tally since 1999. And the causes of death included liver failure and cancer, or by more dire causes such as alcohol poisoning or drunk driving. Officials said it is confirmed that a spike in binge drinking during the first year of the COVID pandemic had continued, which was linked to the daily disruptions caused by the pandemic, as well as the rise of alcohol delivery services. The 488 average deaths due to alcohol per day in 2021 makes an increase of 29% from before the pandemic. It also makes booze one of the country's biggest killers. Have you heard about that? For whatever the reasons for the addiction, the emotional, the causative factors. And do you remember all the different ways that people were not permitted to do that, which could have caused them to be free? For comparison, around 270 people are dying from COVID on average every day, according to figures for the first week of February of 2024. Fentanyl kills an average of 200 people per day, while stroke kills around 400 people daily. And you just heard alcohol. Alcohol. But think about it. In order to get drunk, how many drinks must you have in order to get addicted? How many drinks must you have? And the types of drinks, types of alcohol. Did you hear that Medicare and Social Security are both in crisis as underfunding hit $175 trillion, almost double the economic output of every country on earth? Medicare and Social Security are in crisis and face important challenges, according to a report from the U.S. Treasury Department, which indicates the programs are both underfunded to the tune of $175 trillion. Remember now, people have worked all of their life. Remember how we started off the program on what the young adult has been informed and confused And when I was coming up and you were coming up and you were coming up, your parents, your grandparents, your great parents, grandparents, what they were told. So you notice how it's the same applying here? The report suggests that if the current trends continue, the programs may not be around when the current generation of American children reach retirement age unless substantial changes are implemented. Wait a minute. Aren't we talking about the same young adult that's being led astray on all these topics and they're not taking a moment to understand that in them and their future and their children and their future lineage? Remember what the question of today's topic is? Why are you, whoever you are, confusing the young adults? The projection suggests that Medicare and Social Security may struggle to meet full benefit obligation within the next decade, with factors like inflation and economic output adding strain programs. And if you take up the entire economic output of every country on this planet, it's about $100 trillion. The unfunded liability that U.S. taxpayers face over the next 75 years is $175 trillion. Says Adam with the OpenTheBooks.com Foundation. He says another way to look at it is if you take a look at the federal spending since the start of our country when the Constitution was written, in 1787, if you add it all up, number rivals all federal spending since the start of the country. They continue to say, so it's a massive unfunded liability, and it threatens to bankrupt our country. Social Security spending has been on the rise as more Americans hit retirement age and leave the workforce solely relying on the fund's benefit. The Congressional Budget Office says cash reserves of Social Security will run out in 2033, and without reforms, we'll no longer be able to pay full benefits. Now, you know it's 2024. The office spelled out the problem with the steady-as-she-goes approach in its most recent forecast. And in those projections, spending for Social Security increased rapidly in relation to gross domestic product GDP over the next decade as the large baby boom generation retires, it concluded in a December analysis. Are you paying attention? Wait a minute. Those of you who are blessed to get to whatever age you are and unable to retire, remember now, you once was a teenager, a baby, a young adult, a mature adult. Did you hear the latest survey by Gallup? It says most Americans now say immigration problem is the most important issue facing the United States. Did you know that? I know you've been paying attention to all the news around your country, and your country, and your country. But we're talking about the United States. You know what's interesting? When I think of the United States and its form of government, did you notice, and I'll do this topic on a different episode, but did you notice that were you aware that the United States form of government originated out of, you ready? Are you sure? Church government. Were you aware of that? And those of you who know the history of and the formation of the United States knew that it originated from what, a one-person rule, and the citizens got tired of that, and that's why you have this form of government in the United States that originated from church government, you know, place of worship government comprised of individuals worshiping the God of the Scriptures. Upcoming on Challenges of Faith radio program this Wednesday, you know, relational, has your heart been broken? What has it? And then upcoming Saturday, we're going to talk about youth and violence while dating. Because, you know, if you're the parent of parents that instructed that person in your life, you know, your child, your young lady, your young man, head out in that cold and different world, they're going to meet that lady that got it lady. And if they don't truly know what that person's motive is, they may become a victim of some form of violence. And then we'll look at a couple of weeks, LinkedIn member and author Margaret O'Connor and Howard B. Becker. Talk a little bit more about it. But in the meantime, Job chapter 23, verse 10 through 11. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I've kept to his way without turning aside. And finally, God, our loving God, is our protection and source of strength. He's always ready to help us in times of trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. Irrespective of what's going on, it's not hopeless. What's going on? Try God. You tried everybody else with a title. Why don't you try our Creator who loves us, who sent his only son for you and for me. When are you going to try for your life?
Every heart in the fill up this space.
The world needs,
my world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
Storms may come, but when we call your name, all things change. Kingdoms fall, wrong things forever rage.
My world needs you.